Today, we're joined by Robbie and Daryl Jackson from Jackson Moving Company, a trusted name in relocation services, helping families and businesses make smooth moves with confidence and care. Welcome this morning.
Thank you.
So you are a husband and wife combo.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me, what made you want to start a moving company? So Jackson Moving started in 2006.
Yeah.
So we're almost at 20 years now.
Well, it started sort of just as a, you know, it was a sort of a accident in a way. I had a friend needed help moving, and so I went and helped him move. Like I say, I had my own truck at that time. I was doing freight, and had a freight business when Home Interiors was in business for 15 years. And so when I wasn't running freight, I just helped people move, and then it got into a business. I just started it full time.
So you had this truck, and you were moving freight to start with, and you were working for somebody else, or you had your own business at that time, too?
Well, I was an independent contractor with Home Interiors, you know.
So you didn't have employees at that time.
No.
I'm sure that's a whole different can of worms.
Yes.
And so, Robbie, have you been pulled into the business when he said, let's start a moving company?
Yes, I mostly help with all the bookings and getting everybody where they need to be when they need to be there.
Yeah. You got the calendar.
Yes, I have the calendar.
So, you know, he's working as an independent contractor. He's got this truck, and he comes to you and says, hey, let's start a business. Did you think, I'm uninterested in starting a business and running the books, or?
Well, we had to do something because the company he was working for and I was working for, too, went out of business in 2008. They were gone completely. They just dwindled for a couple of years.
And so this just seemed like the best option.
Well, he had the truck, and he was having people that wanted him to help him move. So
did you think, so I have a friend that the one thing he will not help people do is move. He said, I will, you know, pick up your kids. I'll drive them to school. I will not help you move.
Yeah.
That's his definition of where he draws the line.
Yeah.
You know, you're not as young as you were 20 years ago.
No.
None of us are. Did you think this is going to really do something to my body to be moving, you know,
because
you're not moving, you know, a box of, you know, down comforters. You're moving washers and dryers and couches and
furniture, desks, bedroom suits, everything.
Yeah.
You know, big furniture.
Yeah. So did you, you know, 20 years ago, did you think this is going to wear me out more than just driving a truck around?
Really, I didn't think about it. It just, like I said, when I started, I got to meet a lot of different people. I really enjoyed it. I've been in a lot of got to see a lot of beautiful homes, and I've got some customers I've moved 6 and 8 times a piece.
Mm.
So we have a lot of repeat business. All the realtors, I've moved quite a few of those, so they help send us business and everything, and it's just grown.
Well, and when you compete against, there's, you know, some United, I think, is a big commercial moving company.
Yeah.
And they send, I had moved to New Mexico at one point. They sent guys into my house, and they wrapped up everything. They put it all in boxes, all that kind of stuff. When you're competing against things like that, what have you had to focus on to make sure that Jackson Moving Company could still stay within the competitive range of people that are going to choose you?
Right. Well, we try to keep our prices at a reasonable rate. I don't believe in overcharging people for something, you know. I just wasn't raised that way, to take advantage of people. But we like to keep our prices at a fair, reasonable rate, and hopefully, and they're probably lower than, like, say, United or Atlas or any of them, you know, with the moving companies that are involved with them. I know they have a protocol to follow, which we don't. We do follow our protocol. You know, we try to treat people with respect, and
there's a lot of overhead with corporations,
right?
That, you know, you as a small business. So at this point, how many trucks do you have? Are you still at one truck?
Right now, we did have two. I sold the oldest one I had. I bought it brand new in '98, so it had over 600,000 miles on it.
Wow.
So I sold it, and we bought a 2013, and that's one we're using right now, and it's doing good.
Well, and I think that part of, you know, I personally have used your services before, and I think part of your services that it's your guys that are out there on the job. You have created this company culture that, you know, it doesn't matter what the truck looks like or if it has 600,000 miles on it or, how, you know, it's the service that you offer to these homeowners. And sometimes it's an emotional situation when people are moving from a home. And
yes,
no
is.
Matter how much, you know, that move is the right decision, it is still emotional. And so how have you instilled in your guys that need for customer service?
Well, I tell them that I want them to treat the customers just like they would want to be treated themselves. We try to make it as less. I tell the customer, I say, that's what we're here for, to not make it as stressful on you. I said, we're doing this that way. You don't have all the pressure of trying to find people to help, move you, anything. We come in, we try to make it as less stressful as we can for the people, and it works good.
Well, and I feel like you're kind of that step between having the big name, big box companies come in and having your friends, you know, buying some drinks and some beer from, or, you know, pizza for your friends. You're kind of the in-between.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like you don't have to make your friends angry by making them move your house.
Right.
But so did you start doing, you know, bigger moves outside of state? Are you mainly local?
We're mainly local. It's just... it's really not feasible for a smaller company to do any out-of-state moving with all the license and tags and all this stuff you have and fees you have to pay. We stay busy local, and, you know, we do a good job at it.
If you're just joining us, we have Robbie and Daryl Jackson from Jackson Moving Company in today. So one of the things that people often just think about with a moving company is relocation services. And so, you know, you're moving your whole home across town or to the next county over or whatnot. But you do other things just other than that, correct?
Right.
Or maybe we're just the only one. Maybe we're asking for things we shouldn't. One of the things, I think at one point my boss had a piano that he wanted moved, and he... you know, he wasn't going to move the piano himself. And so I think he called up you guys just to move the piano from his. He was going to give me the piano and brought it down. And there's things that I think I've heard people say that they just want a piece of furniture that they mm-hmm. can't move themselves from, you know, a grandfather clock that they need moved upstairs. That's
right.
Not something that I can do myself.
Right.
But you have some trained professionals to be able to help in those kind of situations.
Yes, we do. And like I say, we do a lot of, like I've had people call just not well recently ago, had one of the doctors here in Kugel. They were going to do some remodeling on their upstairs, so we had to move all the furniture out, put it in the garage. They got all their new carpet and painting and everything done, and they hollered at us. We went back, put everything back. We do a lot of that, you know, too. We offer that service.
Was that something that you, because, you know, in 2006, when you have a truck, that doesn't have any – that wasn't really maybe part of the intention at the beginning because
No. It
doesn't have anything to do with having a truck. You don't
Right.
really need a truck for something like that.
Right.
Was that a pleasant surprise, a pleasant service that you're able to offer our community?
Yes, it was. It's worked out good, you know, being able to do that because a lot of people, like you say, are not moving. They just remodel or do something and – they're not able to move the furniture, so they'll call us and say, would you do this? I said, well, sure, we'll take care of you. That's no problem.
Yeah. Robbie, he mentioned that there's a lot of repeat customers, and it seems like you're the face of customer service. How do you think, what do you think is kind of the special ingredient that Jackson Moving Company has that makes people come back time and time again?
Well, we try to, like he said, make it easy. Excuse me. For them, you know, to move. If they need packing, we do packing. If they don't, we don't. You know, just whatever they need done, we try to do it.
How have you seen the business evolve? What things have surprised you over the last 20 years?
So much of it. I mean, so much business.
You were not expecting to be successful.
We have the Christmas rush, I call it. Mm-hmm. And then there's the August deal, or, you know, July and August. July is usually our biggest month.
Is the Christmas rush, are people actually moving at Christmas time?
Yeah, they want to get in before
the holidays,
around the first week or so of December.
Hmm. And so people are calling on you, and mm-hmm. then you're juggling.
Oh, I've got to get in by Christmas, you know.
Well, and being a contract employee, you didn't have employees yourself at that time. So when you started that company, having a team and realizing, okay, I got to hire other people. It can't just be me in a truck, and, you know, we got to at least have two men in a truck. Yeah. So how has that process been of hiring people, of building a team, you know, really working with others and now knowing it's not just the two of you?
Well, we try to instill in them that this is their business too. Mm-hmm. That's what they do for a job. Give them ownership. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that helps, I think, because they want to do it right, and they want to please everybody too. That's the ones you want to keep.
Was that something, Daryl, for you, that being kind of in that leadership position and knowing that you're setting the tone for other, and I would imagine most of the time it's kind of younger guys that are working for you, you know, knowing that you're kind of in this mentor role a little bit too, was that a surprising almost side effect to starting the business?
It was. It really, you know, you get close to your employees and they're just like family, you know. I like I said, I instilled in them to treat people like they would want to be treated, or if it was their stuff, they were moving, you know, to treat it with dignity and take care of it and not damage anything.
Yeah. We'll be right back in a second. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton, and I have Robbie and Daryl Jackson from Jackson Moving Company in today. I'm personally a big fan. I always say this anytime anybody wants a moving company. I shared this with Daryl just recently, but when we first moved into town, we had moved from New Mexico, didn't know anybody, and I was 7 months pregnant at the time. I had a 3-year-old daughter, and we needed somebody to help us unload our moving truck. We had just driven across the country, and your guys came and just did. I mean, the one guy just strapped, it was like a backpack, but it was our washing machine that he strapped to his back, and it was fantastic. And I think it fits with the Cookeville, Upper Cumberland, just the way of life of like helping out your neighbors and taking good care of people. I had no idea that's what we were moving into. And so when you have this moving company, that may be people's first, you know, taste of what's available here. And so you do kind of have that, you know, welcome committee a little bit that should weigh on your company a little bit. Does that feel good, or does that feel heavy?
It feels good. It really does. Because, you know, I try to, like I say, I want to treat people like I'd want to be treated, you know. I've had a few times where I've had to bite my tongue where, you know, the customer's always right. And, mm-hmm. you know, I just make it pleasant and go on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think sometimes it can be tough. So have you had any situations where, you know, some stories over the years, been doing this for almost 20 years, that stand out for you of, you know, helping moving people?
Well, I had one situation one time, you know, a couple that I know them both. Anyway, it was a separation issue, and they were getting divorced anyway.
Which is an emotional time.
Yes,
for
it
people.
Is. And, you know, we wanted to make it easy on them. You know, I know it was tough on them. And like I said, we went in, and Robbie didn't think the job would last about 14 hours, but she had fixed a real nice supper that night. Anyway, I didn't get to make it. But for the reason, you know, because we had to get everything boxed up and packed and everything, then move them and all this stuff. And anyway, the lady, when we got her all moved out and everything, she, to make up for it, she sent us a $50 gift card to go out and eat on. So that was really nice.
since Robbie's dinner got cold before you had to eat it.
We were surprised to get, you know, she's a real sweet lady. I've known, like I said, know them both. So,
yeah.
And, everything, but yeah, we've had a lot of good customers over these years, and I'm really thankful for them.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be kind of, you know, you were saying his health, Robbie, that Daryl's health is not as good as it used to be. And so, you know, where do you kind of see things going in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think that the people we have, if we can keep those, they can keep the business going because that's what they've been doing since he had his spinal fusion.
Yeah. So having, making sure that you have employees that are out there that are doing, representing the Jackson Company name, that's hard to make sure. Has the workforce changed in, again, in 20 years? Have you seen that it's harder to get good help, good yes. people who are committed?
Yes.
And how have you combated that? What have you done to try and kind of get guys trained in the right way to know that they're wearing your name on their shirt out there?
Yeah. It is difficult because you have to find the right people. You know, I've went through a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, you think they'll work out good and then they just decide they don't want to come back. But I've even had them on the job say, well, I can't move this. I'll tell them, I said, well, you just need, if this is not for you, you need to go on then. But
it's not easy work.
No, it's hard work. Like I said, I was out there working with them every day. And this company first started until 2 years ago. And anyway, my health got to where I got my spine fused from between my shoulder blades all the way to my tailbone. So when my surgeon told me, he said, your lifting days is over with. So it's been hard for me to accept because I've worked all my life. I've enjoyed it. I still enjoy it. And I do like to, I still occasionally go out with them, but, you know, I have to just sort of supervise and point and make sure everything's done right. And
I mean, it seems like an easy thing. Hard work, but it seems, well, you pick things up and you put things down. But there has to be techniques out there.
The tools.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a lot of the tools that you buy, commercial tools, like all our dollies. We have different ones for different processes, mm-hmm. you know, and we have all the stuff we need, and that helps them not get frustrated that are working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it easier on them, you know, mm-hmm. that way they won't get hurt, you know.
How have you stayed up to date over the years of what tools come about? I'm sure that I can imagine you being at a job and another mover saying, well, there's a tool for that makes it not as hard. You know, how have you kind of stayed up to date?
Well, if that occasion occurs, you know, they say, well, there's something for that. I'll look it up and have Robbie order it, you
yeah.
know.
Has there been a situation where you're like, man, we've been doing this the hard way for so many
Absolutely.
Years?
Absolutely.
The mattresses with the straps you got for those was, yeah. they were See, doing they've that got, the hard you know, way.
Used to, we just, you know, you grabbed them by hand and took off with them. Now yeah. they've got a, what's called a mattress cradle. It's just a big strap. Set the mattress in, pick it up, and carry it right on in. It makes it a lot easier.
You were like, oh, man, yeah. why? I needed this 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess that there's probably some things. Do you read up on things and make sure that you're up to date on what's happening in the moving world? I mean, as a consumer, you think, again, moving is just easy. Somebody's picking up your stuff and putting it somewhere else. Yeah. But there are this is a business, and so there are people inventing things to make it easier and inventing better dollies yes. and better straps and better things. So how do you know what products are available?
Well, I just try to look online, make sure, you know, look at like moving businesses and things about moving, you know, supplies and all that stuff, and sort through it, and if I think we need it, you know, we'll order it. And if we've already got it, I'm thankful.
Yeah. Do you watch YouTube videos? I'm sure that
yeah.
there's.
We do.
I yeah. actually watch YouTube videos on cleaning carpets, like just really dirty carpets. And I'm fascinated by it. But I feel like there is such a, you know, social media consumption that people will watch videos on moving.
Oh, yeah.
Where sometimes it thinks, well, that doesn't seem right. But, you know, there's people who want to know about moving techniques.
Right. Yeah. It's like even if, like when we're moving a refrigerator, if you have the doorway's not wide enough, you have to take the doors off the refrigerator. We watched a video on how to get it done, and now we know how to do it, and it's no problem, you know.
Yeah. Which
but
is
at first, you know, you just, oh, Lord.
Well, and I'm sure that that's something that, again, as me, as a just a homeowner myself, I'm thinking, I guess the refrigerator's here for the lifetime of the house because I don't know how to get this out. Like, I don't have all those techniques. And I think that's part of the difference, whether it's just not wanting to put your friends out by having a move, but just those techniques that an average homeowner doesn't know about moving their stuff.
Right.
I'm sure there's a proper way that's safe and not harmful to move a washer and dryer, where
yes.
most people probably, we'll just tip it on its side, no big deal.
No, like a refrigerator or a washer, you can't lay them down because of the oil in the motors and stuff, and it will run up into there, or it could leak out, and it's ruined.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. This technique, you do everything.
Yeah, and I'm sure that that's where the paying for a professional comes into play.
Yes.
Not only are they going to take good care of your products and, you know, making sure that things don't get broken, but then it does save you as the homeowner the stress that you have a lot of moving pieces if you're actually, you know, relocating.
Right.
We've seen chest of drawers out on 111 busted all up
because
they were moving them in a pickup truck. One chest of drawers would cost you.
Yes.
Move.
We'll be right back. Stick with us. Thanks for sticking with us. I have Robbie and Daryl Jackson from Jackson Moving Company in today talking all things moving. So you have some employees now. You've had how many is the most employees you've ever had on the payroll?
Five.
That was kind of the busiest season. And are you looking to still keep expanding, or you like sitting at that number?
No, we want to kind of sit still and work.
Yeah. Well, and having only one moving truck, it's not that you have, you know, you don't have unlimited resources out there and available.
Right.
Sometimes it is as easy as just sending some guys that can, you know, lift heavy things and move things, or, you know, a piano, you know, around the house.
If we need a second truck, we just get a U-Haul.
There you go. You can, you know, load that up. Well, and if you're doing most in town, when I had moved from one location to the other, it was a couple miles away, we loaded up the truck, came back and loaded up the truck again. It was, you know, we didn't have that much stuff that we could do something easily like that.
Right.
So in your employees, you mentioned that you have a female that's working for you now.
Yes, and I think she makes a lot of our customers more comfortable. She has a great personality, and everybody likes her, you know. I tell them she's my mini-me.
Was there a thought of you thinking, I am all about the girl power, but there are some things that my muscles are just not built the way men's muscles are built. And so there are some things that I could not strap a washing machine to my back and carry a washing machine around. So was the thought hiring a female, was there worry about that at all?
Oh, yeah, I give her a pep talk about every other week about not doing this.
Yeah.
Not to pick up anything that she shouldn't be, you know, it's too heavy.
Yeah.
Or anything. And she does a lot of mostly she works on, you know, she's in the house doing stuff, and then she's out there packing the truck and padding and strapping stuff up when they bring it on the truck. And, and she does a fantastic job.
Well, and I think that's another thing that you don't think about when moving, is that there is almost like a Tetris game of trying to stack. One time I had moved, and we were moving to New Mexico, and there was a forest fire, so they had to unload the big truck that we had, put it in storage, then we had to reload, and just, you know, boxes weren't cared for well, and they were, you know, they just kind of because it was the second time of loading it.
Right.
And so each of these pieces had been touched multiple times. By that time, they were just done with it. And so having somebody that has that care, that's going to load up the truck in the right way, is a very important piece of the puzzle as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a gentleman one time, we were moving him, and anyway, he was standing at the back of the truck. I was working the truck at that time, padding, strapping, all that stuff. And while I was waiting on him to bring a piece out, he'd stand there, and he said, "I bet you were really good at Tetris when you were growing up." I said, "I was fair. You know, I'd done a pretty good job at it." And then when he went off to do something, I got to thinking to myself, they didn't have Tetris when I was growing up. But I learned from my daughter, you know, when she growed up, you know, she played all the video game stuff. So
yeah,
that's how I got it. Learn, you know, and it's a job now. You do have to learn to pack that truck right. And like I said, the lady that works the truck, she's watched me. She learns. You know, she can pack it as good or better than I can.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a husband and wife team.
It's a husband and wife team.
So they wanted to come in together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they live close to us, about 7 minutes from us. Yeah.
They're just like adopted children to us.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure over the 20 years you've had employees come and go. I'm sure that with a small family-run business, you get close with these people. Have there been times that employees have left just because life takes them in a different direction?
Yes.
That's been kind of painful. Robbie, do you get attached to the employees a little bit more than you should?
I'm mama them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I bake them a birthday cake, do all sorts of things to make them happy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, do you love that aspect of the company culture, being able to make it family oriented? And
yes, I like that.
And not so commercialized.
Yeah.
Has that been important to you? Like you said, you've stayed with one truck. You had two trucks for overlapping a little bit, but you know, you stayed with one truck. With the model you have, you probably could have expanded. You probably could have had more trucks and more employees.
We could have.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What's made you want to keep it where it's at?
Well, it's just mostly the cost of expanding and having all that to take care of. Mm-hmm. Because there's plenty of work around here in Tennessee for us.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Plus, you know, to me, the person, you know, it's just the personality, you know, the personal service of just, I feel closer, you know, with keeping it smaller and not being big and commercial, you know. You get to know your customers, you build a relationship with them, and they keep coming back if they move.
Well, and I'm guessing until a couple of years ago, you were on almost every job, it if
was.
Not every single job you ever had.
I was.
So I'm sure that that's been a hard transition for you to not be, you know, as one-on-one with some of these customers.
Right. It has been. It's been a big transition.
Yeah, and I say, you answer the phone. No, I don't want to. That's your job.
We had one job now. We put in some hours on that, and we worked 23 and a half hours.
Oh, my gosh.
We made five trips from Knoxville to Cobble in that 23 and a half hours all night long.
Oh, my
Moving
gosh.
Moving a couple, they had to be out of their house. And it was on Halloween.
Oh, goodness.
Nothing like waiting till the last minute.
Yeah, they had to be out by November 1st. And goodness.
But we got them moved. And, you know, the guys hung in there. And they we got them all moved and got them all took care of. So.
Yeah. And you know, just being able to not, if you grow into that, you lose that personal touch with things, and that personal touch has always been important to you.
Yes, it has. You know, like I said, I started this business from the ground up, and I've worked hard to build a good name, and I want to keep it that way. And I want the people to know they can trust us with their furniture or anything they have, you know.
Was that something in your upbringing, Daryl, that you feel like your parents really instilled in you, that extra care to be, you know, one-on-one and personal with people?
Yes. I was raised by my grandparents. That was mom and dad to me. They brought me and my brother home when we were babies from the hospital and raised us all our lives and adopted us. To me, that was mom and daddy. Mm-hmm. And they were good country people. They had values, you know, and they instilled those in us to treat people like we want to be treated. And your word is your bond, and if you can't keep your word, then you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had right at 20 years, I've had two jobs, and it was a medical emergency that I had to move to a different time. We couldn't move them that day.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, we've been there, and we get the job done.
And you think that came from your mama and your daddy?
Yes, it did.
And I love that. What about you, Robbie? Is there people that you feel like helped you shape that kind of family aspect that you love about the business?
Well, the way I was raised, kind of like Daryl, you know, your word's your bond. You mm-hmm. do what you say you're going to do. If you cannot, you let people know.
Yeah.
Beforehand,
which is
something's come up, I can't do this right
and
now.
Do you have you struggled with that with the workforce of the people that are working with you? Because this. society is changing. That very, very rarely are we instilled that your word is your bond as much as your generation, and maybe even a little bit more my generation, but it's fading as time goes on, for sure.
That's one of the most frustrating things about my job, and probably Daryl's too, is people don't do what they say sometimes, mm-hmm. and the worst ones are the real young ones.
Well, and I'm guessing it's not even just employees. I think that, you know, even your customers could say, well, yeah, we thought we were going to, you know, need you today, but we don't need you today.
Well, oh, we've had that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's just difficult where it's like, well, you know, we've made some plans and we've.
Or we let people from the church come and move to us for free or something. Yeah, we have that.
Yeah, that happens.
You just have to shake it off and go on.
So how can people find you if they are looking to book with you? How can they find, you know, exactly what you guys do and get a quote from you?
Well, I've got, we've got a web page on Facebook and.
And it's Jackson Moving Company on Facebook, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And what is the phone number if people need to call you on the phone?
We have a landline because it works better than sales where we live. And it's 931-268-9102. A funny thing, one of the guys, he wasn't going to get to come to work that day, and he is all upset somebody was sick or something. I didn't know your house phone. I said, look on the back of your shirt.
Well, it's such a, people don't think of landlines anymore.
No, they really don't. It's a cell phone society.
It is. And actually, I've seen some businesses that choose not to have a phone at all in their business these days. And so they're all online and, you know, digital. But the one big thing that I want people listening to understand is that you're not just a relocation company. You're not just moving. There are other services. If you just need people to help you move things, you need, you know, manpower.
Right.
Or woman power.
Right. Well, we also load up a lot of U-Hauls mm-hmm. and Penske's for people to move out of state.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we only provide that service.
Or even, like I said, unloading a truck.
Right, if they're moving in. We've done a lot of that.
Oh, I'm sure that that's a huge thing. You know, you have all these big people coming from California.
Yeah, that's what I just thought.
And they need help.
Yeah. I had one gentleman call, and he wanted to book us to unload him on this one day. And I said, well, I've already got a job booked that day. He said, I'm a flea in California. And I said, well, you call me when you get here. I said, something might happen. They may have to move or something happened. They might not be able to do that day. But he never did call back. I don't know if he ever got out of California or not.
Goodness. Well, there's a lot of them coming. And you know, if you do load up your own moving truck, we loaded up the biggest moving truck we had. We had a car towed and the car was full of stuff, too. And it was like we just couldn't do all that by ourselves. And we were moving to a town where we didn't know anybody. So I couldn't call my neighbors because I didn't know them. So I think what you offer is fantastic. And so make sure you, if you're listening, look up Jackson Moving Company. They're the best guys around. And thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.